Welcome back to Birthday Skin, your weekly favourite podcast. That sentence nearly didn't
just
come out.
Just then. Your weekly favourite podcast. Absolutely nothing to do with the skincare.
Oh yeah,
just
weekly favourite.
This is your favourite out of the entire offering of podcasts.
Let me start
again. In the whole world.
So, welcome back to Birthday Skin, your favourite skincare weekly podcast. Did that make sense?
No, just say your favourite weekly skincare podcast.
Right. Welcome back to Birthday Skin, your favourite weekly skincare podcast.
You said it exactly the same way.
You know what? The people get it now. They understand. They know what's going on. I've not been in front of a microphone in a few weeks and I'm feeling a bit rusty.
I've had a bit too much sugar today. And I'm too crashing. Many Halloween-y treats for you.
Didn't actually do anything for Halloween. Very sad.
Well, I went and bought a load of bags of sweets and had no trick-or-treaters. So I'm currently making my way through a massive bag of Haribo, Mau Arms, Heroes.
Oh, yeah.
Not doing very well for the old health kick I'm trying to be on.
My grandparents buy a big bags, and I said to them, because the past few years no one's gone, I was like, oh, so if you get none, don't worry, I'll
eat them all.
And they were like, they came up to me this weekend, gave me a little bowl and was like, do you want to take these? Aww. And it was just all Mars bars. I know for a fact they bought a mix of Twix,
they just
Maltesers.
Wanted all the others.
I was like,
guys,
oh, why is there only Mars bars? She was like, well, we keep the Twixes for ourselves because they're like biscuits, aren't we, so we can have them as a biscuit. And I was like, well, fuck the Maltesers. Didn't say it, obviously.
If
Den's
figured out how to get his podcast app back, he's going to be upset that you just said that.
No, I'm very grateful, but Mars bars are not my favourite chocolate, so thanks very much.
I love a Mars bar, you can always pass them on.
Yeah, I might do.
But I mean, a really nice thing to do with Mars bar, because I know you're all here for the Mars bar recommendations on this podcast, put them in the microwave, ooh, but don't let them fully melt. And then put them over the top of some vanilla ice cream.
Oh, I can imagine.
Hot and cold.
Really nice.
Oh my God, is there anything else better?
In the cold
than that?
Weather as well, I feel like a nice warm. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
anyway.
Oh my God. Yeah. Anyway.
Let's move on. Swiftly move on.
We're not here to talk about our desserts. But today's episode is all about men's skincare. Mm-hmm. Because, like we said a million times, we've been meaning to do this for a long time. Now, we know that the majority of people that listen to this podcast are women. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of information in this podcast that is actually relevant for men and women. But we think that this will just be really helpful for kind of helping a gentleman out who needs help with skincare, or encouraging somebody to go get some skincare, because
absolutely,
we know all these lads might not be up for going and getting a new cleanse tone situation,
which is an awful stereotype, which
awful.
One we do try and break in this up with Sean, because we know that it might be quite daunting for guys to go and buy skincare when it is
fault.
Quite a feminine. Even though skincare obviously is important for everybody because everyone has skin, I do feel like it is quite a luxury, like pamper time.
Yeah,
so I'm
yeah.
not sure if men typically think, oh, that's something I need to do
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
Because they don't normally spend... This is an awful thing to say, but they don't typically spend as much on them themselves pampering, do they?
The only guys that I know that have skincare, one are probably from me doing this podcast, but two are boys that suffer with acne that have to kind of look into what they need to do to try and make it better or to make themselves feel better about the skin.
Yeah.
So Sean's going to hopefully have some really nice tips and tricks.
But yeah, if you're a guy if you're a gal who has a boyfriend who isn't really that bothered about skincare, but you'd really like him to start trying because it's your boyfriend and you want him to be glowy, you can pass this information on or a brother, dad, friends, because like we said, we know a lot of you are women, so we are gonna voice this up to you and hope that you share it with your many... I was gonna say something that might be inappropriate.
What?
I was gonna say many widges.
Oh my God.
But it's I've just said about dads and brothers, and I'm like, share it to that witch.
Oh my
I just
God.
Love the word witch. Not even for the context that it comes in it. I just think it's really fun to say.
I love the word witch. That's my word of choice when referring to a penis.
Oh my God, yeah, same.
Put your widge away, Jesus.
Oh my God, I don't want to see that widge.
Oh
I say that like
God.
I get so many
oh
widges
my
in my
God.
Face.
I was watching Sex and the City last night and the amount of widges that I saw, was not expecting it. The first film, oh my God, there's this guy in the shower. Have you seen it?
A while ago, a long, long time
he's
ago.
He's in the shower and he's like, oh, and it's because Samantha's next door neighbour and she's not getting enough sex from her boyfriend, so she ends up just watching him have sex. But you fully see everything, and then her dog accidentally runs into his garden, and then he's there having an outdoor shower, of course. And then he kind of turns around and you're just like, boop, Widge shot. Well, obviously he's got his Widge out, he's showering. But full on Widge shot, right?
What's
in my
your
face?
Best word for a female? Female's reproductive organs. Mine's muff. I love it. Not for like a sexy way, but like, oh, muff. Like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I was watching The Shining last night and the scene where like the woman comes out of the bath and she steps and she's trying to be all sexy and then like. Jack Nicholson goes up to her and's like, and I'm like, fuck me, you can see so much muff, and then she turns into an old greasy woman.
Oh, stop it, it's disgusting.
I was watching it ahead of the new, is it Doctor Sleep?
Yeah.
Not seen it yet, can't wait. Anyway.
Well, this episode's going to be really
Share it with
useful.
All the widges that you know.
Share it with all the widges in your life. Go on, have a go. Well, anyway,
hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, I hope this is very helpful for men and women alike. And let's swiftly move on into the interview with Sean.
Although I would like to say, now you've said men and women, if you are a lady who is going to pass this on to a guy and not actually listen yourself, Sean does give some really good tips on shaving, like ingrown hairs and shaving rashes. And obviously that applies to everybody. Girls, if you shave, you might want to listen to these tricks. So don't rule the ep out just because it's not aimed at you. Like, there's still some things you could probably take from it.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get on with it.
Yeah. Thanks, Ames. Thanks. Yeah, let's
You're welcome.
Get on.
Yeah, yeah.
Which? In the studio, there is Sean, who runs the @SkincareSean. Sean, I'm really sorry. I'm just going to have to spell out how you spell Sean. S-H-A-U-N.
Perfect.
So many ways. Thank you for spending your Sunday with us. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No, thanks for coming.
It's been an absolute pleasure. This has been something we've been wanting to do for ages, isn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Really
we do.
Kind of.
We get a lot of males, don't we, like, oh, we need to do an episode for males, for men, like, we need answers. And we were just like, yeah, we'll do it. And we got in touch with you quite a while ago, didn't we? And it was when, like, we were all jet setting, and then a few weeks ago,
oh my God, you make us sound so glamorous.
We were all jet setting. Yeah, I was in Blackpool, but no, yeah, so you're finally here, so thanks for coming.
So we basically just want to get the nitty-gritty of men's skincare. Mm-hmm. Because I think when we first started out, it was very much, let's bust the myths, blah, blah, blah. And for us, it's something that we can't actually look into all that much. Because our main thing is skincare for men like a bit of a fad? And is it a bit of a sales point? Because the ingredients are the same. Is the skin the same? There's beards.
There's so much else.
I mean, Amy sometimes has a small beard and an attached, but it's...
One time I think I've told you this before. I don't have a beard, FYI, because I'm going off the back of the story as if I do. But one time, so obviously girls have like little tashes, don't they? They have like upper lip hair. Mine's quite blonde. I'm quite lucky you can't see it. But I bought some Nair. And it was a face one. And I put it all over my face just to get rid of like the fuzziness. And I had a rash for like 3 days. Oh. Stank of egg.
Egg.
It stinks. Hair removal cream. It stinks. Have you ever used
it's
it?
No.
It's disgusting,
it really
isn't
stink.
It? Yeah.
Oh my
Horrible.
God.
Yeah. So
ew.
I stank of egg. Looked like an egg. And just minging. I don't have a beard, but I can tell you not to use that on your face.
Yeah. So we just want to know everything that you know about male skincare. Please. Thank you. Off you go.
I think to your point. When it comes to men's skincare, I think I'm in two minds because my experience, so when I started off using skincare for the first time, the first thing that the person in Boots did was take me straight to the men's section.
Yeah.
And my skin isn't what marketing would probably consider a typical guy's skin, mm-hmm. which most people think, oh, it's oily, it's thicker, which for the most part it is. But then my skin's very dry and sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to this counter, picked up everything they told me, and I have never had a reaction as bad in my entire life.
Oh my God, really?
Because it was so, so astringent.
Yeah.
And I think
God.
That's probably where my account has then started from. Because there are some men's skincare brands that do it really well. But I think a lot of it is I think men should look a little bit broader than just the men's ranges.
Yeah.
I think there is obviously an element of marketing in it. And I think some guys still see skincare as being quite feminine. So I think it has its part to play.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think brands could do it a little bit better to make it a little bit more unisex and a little bit more universal.
Yeah. I mean, from our point of view, our boyfriends like having skincare, don't they?
Mm.
But I've been with people before who are just a bit like, oh yeah, I'll just use my soap in the shower and then that's it. And I'm like, you're an absolute scruff bag.
Yeah, but they always have good skin. People who do that, I feel like they always have good skin.
Yeah, it's because men's skin actually ages differently than women's.
Oh.
So men's skin, because it is oilier, typically men stay looking younger for longer, and then they gradually age, whereas I think women stay looking younger for a longer period of time, and then it all happens in one go.
That's so unfair.
Yeah.
We get such shit under the stick.
Ugh.
Well, then guys have got to deal with beards. And they're not all fun and games for everyone.
True, I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, everyone says they're itchy, but I just don't get how they're itchy.
It's because when they grow out and then when the hairs are growing in different directions, I'd probably say it's more...
Oh, they're annoying.
Yeah, it's more annoying.
Oh.
And then it's more annoying as well when you can't grow a proper beard like me.
Oh, and you're just like, grow.
Yeah, and it's just kind of there and then kind of not. But I think that's probably where, when people ask me about men's skincare, I think that's where it differs the most, is because obviously guys are dealing with razors on the skin.
Yeah.
Obviously beards, that is probably where I'd say the biggest difference is, and where men do really need to look after the skin differently to everyone else, is when it comes to facial hair.
Yeah. So how do you... Do you do anything different with your beard compared to your skincare? Like, do you use oils? Are they good for the skin? Talk to us about beards.
Do you know what my biggest tip is with beards and just facial hair in general? And it's probably a little bit of a different topic, because I know I've listened to some of your podcasts before and some of your views on physical exfoliants.
Oh, no, I love them.
I love them. I know there's so many people that...
Yeah.
It's like the devil of skincare, isn't it?
Yeah.
But for beards, it is the absolute lifesaver.
So good,
because a physical exfoliator will basically get to the root of your facial hair and then make it stand on end. So then when you're going at it with a razor, it's easier for the razor to get through the hair.
Oh, nice.
I see,
Then gives you less irritation.
Yeah.
If you don't want to use a physical exfoliator, you could just sometimes use my fingertips and almost massage it in. You know, when you get a really good shampoo when you go to the hairdressers. Just do that with your facial hair instead. But yeah, exfoliators for beards is
an absolute
godsend.
So does that then kind of target ingrown hairs in beards?
Definitely. So I would even say, if you've got any kind of ingrown hairs, I think there's probably two ways to tackle it. One is either don't just shave with a razor, just use the very lowest setting on a beard trimmer, or exfoliate, because then it basically helps to dislodge it from the, what do you even call it that it's stuck in? From the pore?
Follicle,
hair follicle, that's the one. But yeah, I exfoliate before a shave, and then use a hair oil as well after, to keep the hair soft.
Okay.
Because if the hair's coarse and then you've just cut off the end, that's where it gets stuck in the follicle.
Yeah. I see. I have a really, to be fair, I'm saying I don't like a manual exfoliator. I have one from Heckles.
Yeah, I use that this morning.
And I know that Alex is going to take that because I don't use it enough, and I'm going to have to bid farewell to that.
No, I love that.
But then another thing I use as well, because I know it's probably another topic as well that I think people are on the fence of, but even just a cleansing brush.
Yeah.
So just a deep cleanse that dislodges the hair a little bit more than just going straight in with a razor.
Yeah. You can get the beard brushes, can't you?
I know which ones you mean.
Yeah.
I think they're probably better for styling beards.
Oh, okay.
Because you can basically use them to, if you brush your hair in a certain direction, it just helps your beard look fuller.
Yeah.
So if you've got any patchy parts of your beard, you can then almost brush it into that direction.
Yeah.
And then you don't have gaps in it.
Okay.
I say this because I've been researching for years on how I can actually grow a full beard, but I've just not got around to doing it yet.
My brother's exactly the same. He's got everything. He's got all these little tools that he uses on his face. And I'm like, babe, just give up. Just give up. It's not working for you, Sam, pal. It's not.
Poor Sam.
So in terms of what guys with beards or stubble, one thing they should invest in is a good manual exfoliator.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's the first thing whenever anyone says to me they're having any issues with shaving, the first thing I'll ask is, are they exfoliating?
Yeah.
And chances are it'll be no. And I think I exfoliate pretty much every time I shave.
Yeah.
And then I think it's also good as well that once you have shaved, to go in with something that's incredibly soothing.
Yeah.
Because what a lot of people don't realise is when you're using a razor, it's actually exfoliating your skin as well.
Oh, yeah, because it is obviously going to take off.
Yeah,
isn't it?
It takes off like a top layer. So if you've then exfoliated and then you're shaving, your skin can be incredibly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So especially if guys are using things like acids, like vitamin C or anything else, you've got to be really careful around your beard area.
Is this when a rash would occur?
It is when a rash would occur.
Talk to me about rashes.
Just rashes in general or beard rashes?
I mean, just a beard rash. We're not going that deep.
Amy, we can't speak to him about this yet.
However, though, like, it is quite relevant talking about shaving rashes because obviously women get shaving rashes. Like, I get really bad shaving rashes and I just never know what to do with them.
See, for me, it's just using a really good oil.
Yeah.
And I think even for guys, obviously, if you want to use like a beard oil or just generally a face oil, just anything that just really nourishes the skin. But I think the reason why I think oils are good is because it also helps with the hair, which a moisturizer wouldn't typically do.
Of course.
Yeah. So I just normally say that if you're getting rashes, it's oils. But I think you can kind of prevent rashes if you exfoliate before you shave.
Right.
Because then you're having less irritation anyway.
Can I also ask how much of it is in the razor? Because I know my boyfriend, honestly, swear down, nearly kicked me out the other week because I used the wrong razor and I didn't tell him which one was mine and which one was his. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And he was like, you make them so blunt. Men's are sharper than women's. And I'm like, surely they can't be that much different.
No, they're exactly the same. I think the difference is that when a guy's using a razor, it's only on a smaller part of his body.
It needs to be super sharp.
Well, it doesn't even have to be, it's not even that it has to be super sharp, but it's like if I'm just shaving like underneath my face, maybe three times a week, the amount that that's using to cut hair compared to you shaving your legs every couple of days.
It's a lot more surface
area. It'll go blunt quicker.
That's true.
A blunt razor is, it's a recipe for
not
disaster
what you
on
want.
Your face. Yeah.
I know there's a lot of like razor subscription boxes and like Harry's and stuff like that. I just know if that's they sponsor loads of podcasts. Do you think it's worth investing in something like that, or can you just get your bog standard razor from
it? Probably just depends what you really want to do, to be honest. I think like I love those kind of razor subscription brands like Cornerstone, Harry's and all this kind of stuff, just because it means I don't have to remember to pick up new razors, and because you don't really know it's gone blunt until it's too late, until shaved and then you've got a rash. At least if you've got them there, you can almost feel it tugging on your skin and then you can just replace it straight away.
Yeah. Okay, fair. That's very true.
Razors are quite expensive, aren't they?
I know.
Oh, my God,
especially women's. You know when they have like the two little gel bits outside?
When they're a little bit fancier.
Yeah, they're nicer, but literally one shave and it's done.
Yeah.
See, I shave every day.
Yeah.
So I neaten up my facial hair daily. So
you
I
have
go through
absolutely nothing there. Like, no rash, I mean. Obviously, there's no hair because you shave. But, like, no rash. I'm just looking at you.
Exfoliated.
Just looking. Exfoliated. I'm just staring at the bottom half of your face now.
Can
looks
you
so
imagine
smooth.
Having to actually do something every day? Like, there's nothing I do in my routine that's, like, outside of just cleansing and my actual skincare routine that I have to do every single day. Can you imagine, like, having to shave your face every day? How annoying that would be.
Yeah, but I guess if somebody finds it annoying, they just let it grow, don't they?
Some boys can't.
And I do it as well because I think if I don't, I end up with, like, it looks more like a shadow.
Oh, yeah, fair.
So then that's the only reason why I do it. It doesn't get itchy or anything. It's just that I don't like the fact that it looks like I've got a weird shadow underneath my chin.
I also have a question. It was back before you started chatting about Alex's razors. And
sorry, getting told off.
Yeah, you get told off. with the oils, you know how you're saying, like, using an oil afterwards. Is there any certain oil you would recommend, like a rosehip oil or just any hydrating oil, just because I don't know, like, where would the line be with a good hydrating nourishing oil and then an oil that's going to irritate freshly shaven really sensitive skin?
I'd probably go with squalane.
Fair,
just because from what I know when I've kind of worked in the industry in the past is that it's so close to your skin's natural oils anyway.
Yeah. Mm.
So it gives you the least kind of irritation. And you can get really affordable ones from like The Ordinary.
Inkylist, they're great.
But I would definitely say start off with a squalane, maybe a marula, but just more of the neutral oils.
Yeah. Okay, fab. I have a squalane. I'm just going to pat that all along my legs next time I shave them. No, it's up to like my knee. Like, this is all shaven and this is just not. So I'm creating a false presence for you here.
So I have just had a question fresh in from Miss Alex Brown, my boyfriend. And he said, do I do my skincare routine before or after shaving?
Oh, after.
after. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, because then...
You'd be washing it all off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Message him back and just say you're stupid.
You are so stupid.
But I think, though, as well, I think what I almost think as well is that just look at your shaving routine as like an extension of your skincare routine anyway.
Yeah.
Because then you... Obviously, I shave with more of an oil anyway. I use more of a beard oil that I shave with. And then I can apply afterwards.
Okay.
But then I also then incorporate masking into a shaving routine.
Ooh.
Which I know not a lot of people do. Because if I'm using something like an exfoliating mask, or even I use this one from, am I allowed to say brands?
Yeah, of course.
I use one from This Works, and it's called like the Stressless Mask. Mm. And it reduces redness in like 10 minutes.
Lovely.
So if I'm shaving in a rush and I don't have time to like pay all the attention to it, I'll put this mask on as part of that routine.
Oh, nice.
So that I can almost get rid of the redness straight away.
Oh, but genius. Yeah,
masking and just anything, just look at your shaving routine as part of your skincare routine.
Yeah.
Oh, good tricks.
Interesting.
I love that. I'm taking it all in as if I have a beard. I'm like, wow.
Yeah, but like you say, you could use it on your legs. You could.
Yeah.
I know.
I guess it just applies everywhere, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does.
I think another thing with guys, like we've said before, I think a lot of blokes would think it's quite girly or just a bit like not asked about it because like, oh, why do I need to do that? I wash the rest of my body with soap. I could just do the same. For somebody who is like, oh, maybe I should start doing something, what would you... I know a lot of it, the advice would probably be the same if a girl was like, I don't really use anything, what do I do? But from a guy's point of view, what would you go in and say that you think somebody would need as a very basic starter pack for a guy? Because obviously a girl is just like, we would just say, go find out what your skin type is, cleanser, toner, moisturiser, some kind of oil.
Probably exactly the same.
Yeah.
I think that's where my biggest gripe with the male skincare industry is that sometimes people treat it differently for men.
Yeah.
And men should be considering the exact same thing of what is your skin type, what like are your main skin concerns as well. Mm-hmm. I think, because obviously you'll get some guys that have a beard, some that shave regularly, and I think you'll have to adapt them parts based on that. Mm-hmm. But definitely a cleanser, toner, moisturiser. I think men should use toners more.
Ah, okay.
Especially, I use like a mist one.
Yeah.
Because then as soon as I've shaved, I can use a cooling mist. And then that helps with redness as well.
Ah.
So just having like a spray toner that I can literally shave when my skin's still damp and then mist it on and start my routine straight away.
Oh, no.
Ah.
So like to summarise that whole fact, do you think skincare brands that target a range to men is a fad?
Personally, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think whenever I go into a store, I typically tend to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
Just because for me, it's like, why won't I just use the other products from the range? Yeah. I think the difference is that I think, like you say, to some guys that are new to skincare, picking up a product like that is pink, that smells like flowers, even I wouldn't want something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But then you can then go to like somewhere and pick up a men's range and it's in like black packaging and it's... doesn't have that scent.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's a good starting point and I think it just makes it more accessible to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'd say then that as soon as the guy starts to get more confident with it, branch out and go to everything else. There's so much more.
Yeah.
And I think it's quite interesting because I don't know whether you've ever seen it, but I've never seen a skincare brand marketed as face just cream for women.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. It's either for everyone or then a special range for men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of works the opposite way. I think it's like most
I've
of
never
them
thought
are
about
unisex.
It like that.
It's just the... Obviously, you see adverts and it's typically female.
Yeah.
But then you go into store and chances are it'll just be the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I've never thought about it like that.
So what do you think the biggest misconceptions with men's skincare is? Or what do you get asked a lot of the time that you're just a bit like, I get asked this all the bloody time. How is it that hard?
I think it's probably, like you say, it's about shaving.
Yeah.
Because I think it's probably the biggest difference that men have. But then there's so many guys I know that come to me and say they've got a skincare routine and they've bought the cheapest thing off the shelf and then they wonder why the skin's irritated.
Yeah.
And I think it's because the education's probably a little bit different there, I think. There's a lot more out there for women to find information, but I don't think guys have the same resources.
Yeah.
Because it's almost like you say, it's like an extra little add-on. It's like, oh, we'll just do a range for men now.
Yeah. Mm. And I think a lot of the stuff that I've ever seen that's for men, having bought skincare for my brother or for my dad, it's also like menthol-y. And that's very good for sensitive skin at all.
And not if you've shaved as well. Like, I don't know.
Why
honestly,
do people...
anyone, even you guys, I think, if you shave your legs and then put something minty on it.
Oh,
oh my God.
And
no.
It is not nice.
No.
But it is absolutely menthol-y. And I think that's because they think that's the kind of scent that men like.
Yeah, or it feels like, because I've used, when I used to have really oily skin when I was younger and I had Roaccutane, they'd give me all the astringent stuff. And I remember it was from Kiehl's because that was a brand that was like my go-to. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm having a crisis, just give me what I need. And it would feel so like energizing, but not in a very nice way.
Yeah.
So do you think men feel like they need to like pack a punch with what they're putting on their face?
And you kind of see it in marketing anyway. It's like there are always these kind of really like, really masculine men running around, like the products are all tough and
like an action man.
Like, and I think sometimes I think they have to do that to make it accessible to someone who's a little bit standoffish with skincare.
Yeah.
But then to your point of mentioning Kiehl's, like Kiehl's was one of the first brands I ever properly invested in. But I didn't invest in the men's line. I just invested in the general line.
Yeah.
But Kiehl's have really changed it recently where they now have, I think, three lines for men.
Yeah.
Which I think is just how it should be. It's like, it's for men, but then you've got a dry skin line, you've got an oily skin line, you've got an aging line. Rather than just one, which some brands still have today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also think it quite like demeans men as well. Like, you know, if they go into, say, a shop for with a brand that has this like shelves and shelves of skincare that's unisex, but it's not really advertised as unisex because then there's one tiny little shelf that's for men, and they're like, oh, I must have to use this, and then everything else is kind of written off, especially somebody who's not confident going to look at everything else because they think they should go straight to the men's part.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, like a lot of the guys I speak to there, that's the issue that they have, because they'll go to this line, they'll be told this is the best thing for them, then they'll have irritation, they'll get redness, and then that's them scared of skincare.
Yeah, that's it. I think there's been a few times where I'll go to buy something and they try and give me this sales spiel about something else, and I'm like, I know that I don't need that, like, please stop trying to sell it to me. So I'll be like, no, and they'll be like, well, it'll be really good for this and that, and I'm like, I can literally read those ingredients and understand what every single thing does in it, and I know that I don't fucking need it, so please leave me alone. But for somebody that doesn't have a clue and they think they're going to do something good, if there's somebody stood there in like, I don't know, fancy skincare uniform from Aesop or Kiehl's or wherever, not, I'm not calling out those particular brands, but you'd just be like, okay, I'll just do whatever you say, if they're reeling off the sales pitch that's been given to them by the managers in a HQ somewhere. What would you like to see change the most in terms of men's approach to skincare or brands' approach to skincare for men? Like, what would you just want to kind of take down or put in or change?
I think it'd just be making it a little bit more uniform.
Yeah.
So that not all guys need to buy the men's skincare line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously for some it's absolutely the right way to go. Because if you've got a traditional male skin type of oily skin, it's rougher, whatever that it might be, then yeah, a men's skincare line might work for you. But just asking that question up front of what is your skin type? Because I think guys don't get asked that a lot.
No, they don't.
And then I don't think then they know how to answer, which then means they can't really give the right answer back.
Yeah.
So I think that would all it be is just, and even from any guys listening, like ask the people that you're going to speak to, like, what is my skin type, and just know more about it.
Yeah. Well, I've just said to Alex, do you have any skincare questions we can quickly throw in? And the first one was like, how do I know what skin type I've got? The second one, what's the basic routine I could get away with before or after shaving? Like, it is just one. But we've said time and time again, I've found the best place to get your skin type tested is Kiehl's.
Absolutely,
I just agree. Just going in and just being like, please, can you tell me it? You can try and sell me something. I don't know if I'm going to buy it or not, but just tell me what it is. Because then the facts are there for both you and them. It, like, sets that precedent. So they're not going to try and just sell you something that they've been... Yeah. Gonna get a bonus for selling.
They also do that little thing, don't they, where they test like the water, water levels. I quite like that.
Yeah.
But I even say as well, like, the way I found mine out, I just wash my face, leave it to dry for like a minute, and just put a little bit of tissue on it.
Oh, nice.
And if the tissue sticks to your skin, then chances are it's on the oilier side.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that, like a DIY.
Just a dead quick one, and then if the tissue falls off, then chances are you're drier.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love that. People always ask me at home because where I live in Blackpool, there's no like fancy Kiehl's, there's nothing. They're like, how do I test them? I'm like, go to Manchester and just go to Kiehl's. So I'm going to use that now.
Yeah, that's all I do because I think sometimes as well, like, not a lot of people realise that your skin gets oilier through the day anyway.
Yeah.
So if you get home and you do that, chances are you're going to be oily.
Yeah.
But if you've just washed your face, wait a minute, see if tissue sticks to your face, and then...
And I think something that we've always, because we really like an oil, I'm a lot drier than you are, but you're really sensitive. So it's finding that balance for us. But we both use an oil because it balances you out because your skin, if it's really dehydrated, will produce more oil to try and combat that. So I think that's something for guys that you should know as well. If you have oily skin, because it is more common with guys, then don't be afraid of using an oil or a balancing oil.
Yeah, exactly. Just anything that's hydrating as well, because a lot of the stuff that guys will do, like shaving, using very astringent products, or even just like being out in the city, I think just anyone can do with a little bit of extra hydration in the skin.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm taking it in as if I'm a man. Like, this is what I'm going to do. Something that I wanted to ask you at the start but didn't, because we went straight in there about beards, didn't we? Like, beards, tell us everything. What are you, like, your favourite go-to products? Like, tell us a bit about your routine and, like, your skincare journey. And
I've got my skincare routine's quite lengthy, as you can imagine. But I'm a sucker for a mist.
Ooh. Yeah, I do like the thought of a mist.
Because I just
really
find
using, but I like the thought.
They're so easy to apply.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the things that when I started off, I didn't want a routine that takes me hours to do.
Mm. Yeah.
So I think when I'm using mists, I can just spray it on and then I'm already one step down.
Yeah.
But I've been using quite a lot of K-beauty lately, like Korean skincare.
Oh, are they the ones that do like the masks, like the little pandas and stuff on them?
Yeah, they do a lot of fun stuff like that. But then generally just the formulations of K-beauty is probably a lot more advanced.
Yeah.
And they really focus on like layering on hydration for like any skin type.
Have you tried Shiro?
I haven't, no.
I don't actually know if it launched. We got sent some and I really like it. Mm. And they gave us this toner that's made of, it's a Saki Karsu lotion. And that is so nice. And just I found anything that I've used, like K-beauty-esque, is very like soothing and calming. And I just feel like it's really nice for like stressed out kind of congested skin.
Yeah, so like one of the brands I use all the time, and it's my absolute go-to, is Dr. Jart.
The soothing gel cream, and I love it.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
I use Ceramidin, which is the face cream that I use. It's like really thick, it's so hydrating.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is probably the fourth tube one in the past year.
Oh my god,
just go back to it all the time. Yeah.
Whenever I think of that brand, I just think of like the fleshlight face.
Oh
masks.
My god.
They literally look like a fleshlight, and I'm like, and it's a baby's face, and I'm like, it's too much going on.
And they're so messy as well.
I've never used one.
Because you mix them yourself, and then it's like putting glue on your skin. They work, but it is an experience.
I mean, great packaging, but I think they need to rethink the age of the little
the
child that's on the front.
I know. It is terrifying. They creep me out.
I would like to do one though. It's weird, but I would like it.
Anyone for Christmas?
Someone want to get me a fleshlight for Christmas? So tell me, what's your go-to? Like, what could you not live without? Like your desert island product?
Hyaluronic acid.
Oh, I love it. Oh.
Yeah, I use the one from The Ordinary as well, so it's not even expensive.
The marine one?
No, just the general.
Oh, really?
Just the hyaluronic, because I've never used marine one before.
Yeah, I don't know who it was I've been to recently said that they really liked the marine one, and I really like using the Indeed Labs hydroloron stuff, but I've never actually gone and bought a hyaluronic acid anywhere, so I'd just be
I've got the Ordinary one. They do it in massive bottles now, don't they?
Now they do the big one, which I've literally just picked up because I use it all the time. And because you can use it on your lips and your eyes and you can use it everywhere. So I just don't have to think. I can just put it on my hands, spread it everywhere, and then...
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little trick. This is actually a men's skincare trick that I've accidentally stumbled upon. So when I was going on holiday, I bought the Egyptian Magic cream. And Alex will use it in the morning, and throughout, literally, he will come home and I'm like, you still look so glowy. He'll put it on and it'll just be a bit like, obviously a bit greasier. And then as it settles, I'm like, oh, you look nice and glowy. And then he'll come home and he'll still be as glowy. Mm. 10 out of 10.
God. That's been on my list for ages to buy as well. So now you've convinced me to pick it up.
Do it. I opened the tub the other day and I was like, this is how I know he's been using it. And I was like, how has all this gone? Like, this is not cheap stuff. And he's like, oh, I use that in the morning. And I'm like, no wonder you've been looking so bloody fabulous every time I see you come home from work. Honestly, hardly any left. Terrified that it's just going to go and I'm not going to get a new...
We'll invoice him for another batch.
Yeah,
put it on your Christmas list.
Yeah. I'll get the giant one because I only bought the mini one.
I do want to try it as well. I've been wanting to try that for ages.
It's fantastic. Goes on a little bit greasy, but it sells in dead quick. Mm-hmm.
Sales pitch there.
Would recommend, yep. I don't think I have any other questions.
I think that quite wraps it. Oh, good sentence there. That wraps it up, doesn't it, really?
Yeah.
The main thing
what's that, beards, ingrown hair?
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the main issue guys have, but I just always say just exfoliate. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want to use a physical exfoliator, just massage your cleanser in a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't want to say harder than you normally would, but just a little bit more.
Yeah.
A bit deeper. Yeah, a bit deeper. Thorough.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, I think this will be super insightful, even just for girls to go back and tell their boyfriends if they don't want to listen to the pod.
I do think that's mainly going to be what it is, like girls listening and being like, by the way, this is why you're getting a shaving rash, because we don't really have a very big
Well, it might be nice if they can get like a subscription box. It's a good Christmas idea to do a razor subscription box or get them a
Most of them will come with scrubs.
Oh, really?
Ooh. Most of them will have a pre-shave scrub in.
Oh, amazing.
So, yeah, so I think that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
But like you say, like most of my followers are girls anyway.
Yeah.
And it's for the exact same reason, just knowing. But then that's why I think I try and do stuff that isn't just for men.
Yeah.
Because everyone should have a good skincare routine.
Yeah, you definitely. Do have brilliant skin.
Yeah, you
Thank
do.
You. Just... So do both of you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I can't take compliments.
I most definitely don't. I grew this spot yesterday, and it's one of those that like doesn't really look like anything, but it absolutely kills.
Oh, I can imagine.
And I just want to get it. Like, I feel like it feels like I want to get it, but I just can't.
So satisfying when you do, though.
Oh, I know.
Oh, you're God, like, isn't it?
The best.
I've got one on my head, and it's the tiniest thing ever. But when you look really close in the mirror, it's a white head, and I'm like, don't pop it, it'll go massive. It's gonna be, and it's literally right in between my eyebrows, but like a centimetre up. I'm like, don't do it. But I can see a white head on it.
Get it, girl. I need you to get it.
No, because if I get it, I'll wake up tomorrow and it'll be massive.
Yeah. I can't see it.
No, yeah, it's absolutely tiny. But I'm like, I wanna pop it so bad.
God damn.
I don't know.
Well, I guess that's it for this little interview. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in again. I think this will be super insightful for people. So if people want to follow you on Instagram, it's at Skincare Shaun, S-H-A-U-N.
You're right.
Well done.
To be fair, I love it when people spell my name right.
Yeah, and oh my God, to be fair, you would think that Charlie's really easy to spell. People just don't get it. They don't understand, so...
I don't really have that problem.
And then Sean is just in a million different ways, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Whenever I see Sean spelled with E-A, I'm always like, scene?
Scene.
Scene.
You two are officially my favourite people for saying that.
Thanks. Ta-da! Right, well, this conversation will just keep on tumbling on if we don't just nip it in the bud right here. Mm-hmm. Thanks so much, Sean, and I hope you enjoyed coming on Birthday Skin.
I did. Thank you very much.
Oh my God, how cute is Sean?
I love him. Sweet.
He's so sweet. What an angel.
We spoke to him for ages before actually recording, didn't we? Just about proper random shit.
Oh my God, all sorts. I mean, setting the scene, it's a Sunday evening and we're just chilling in the studio, really, just making some hashtag content.
Mm.
And I feel like it was really nice to have a different guest.
I thought you were going to say a different face. I was like, that's fucking rude.
Why?
Like, different than me. Like, it's nice to have somebody else around.
Yeah, fucking hell, I get bored of you all the time.
I'm bored. I was bored of you a year ago. But no, he's lovely, and I definitely think he's one for the... go around the Christmas markets and get a little mulled wine.
Oh, my God, wasn't he fantastic?
Yeah, he was great.
Thank you so much, Sean, for coming on the podcast. If you want
to follow him. Sorry, I got there first. Ha!
Oh, my God. If you would like to follow Sean, it's Skincare Sean, and Sean is spelled S-H-A-U-N. And as he said, he has got a lot of female followers, but it's also really helpful for you to pass on any information to guys or yada, yada, yada. So... please do subscribe to the pod if you haven't already, and tell your friends, tell your family. There is still a competition running with Beauty Bay, which is mega exciting. So last week we did the episode that was like our dream routines, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And we are going to give you the chance to win. Well, we're going to give three of you the chance to win one product of your choice from that episode.
Can I say, some of those products are bougie as fuck as well.
Fucking hell, so bougie. Like this is our dream routine. This is like what we would use every day if we had endless money.
Mm. So, I mean, three of you. I think it's a really good comp because not every day do you see a competition that allows three people to win something. So
exactly.
I think it's really nice.
We think it's great.
We think it's amazing. So, it's a shame we can't enter ourselves. Logged into my private account. Well, private, my other account. That makes me sound like I'm a stalker.
You are a stalker.
I've got loads of different accounts. So I've got like personal account, design account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also logged in on British Skin IRL, so I could enter through that.
So yeah, basically it's on our Instagram. You just have to subscribe to this podcast and send a picture of the subscription into our DMs, and then just like the photo and tag a mate. Make sure you follow us, Ovs and Beauty Bay. Yeah. But yeah, that competition will close pretty soon. So make sure that if you are listening upon release of this, which is the start of November, then get entering. And please do not enter past, what was the date, Ames? You're going to have to remind me.
I'm actually just, was it the 14th? Oh, God, let me get it up. 13th November.
Right, if it's after the 13th of November, don't enter this competition.
Let's say 5 p.m. 13th of November.
Yep, fantastic.
And also don't follow and unfollow us. Like, don't unfollow us after it's done, because we'll ban you from future giveaways.
Yeah, we'll ban you.
We'll ban you. Haha. You got no mates. Ha, you're banned. You're banned. I think we need to go.
We have to go now. We have to go now, darling.
We have to go now.
Thank you so much for listening.
I want my Sunday roast. Now I want cauliflower cheese in and around my muff. And
muff. I would like a cup of Earl Grey, so I'm gonna have to dash, darling.
Oh, I hate you so much.
I'm gonna have to dash.
See ya.
Goodbye.